Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello? Hello?
Praise the Lord.
Hello?
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, praise God. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, we're waiting for an apostle to come in. Apostle Washington, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
He just unmuted you, that's all you must. You must.
Sounds like the line is split for some reason or another.
Apostle Stewart?
Yeah, Bishop, I could hear you well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He had hit the button and knock everybody off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just dial the number.
I was wondering what happened because I had to dial back in, you know?
Yeah, I dialed in and he knocked mine off again. He's doing communion right now. Okay. I'm going to put you on mute.
Hello?
Internet is playing, acting up a little bit today, so it's putting in and dropping in and dropping out, so we just got to pray. We just welcome the Holy Spirit. He just knocked me off the line completely, so we just got to, I had to come call back in, so we just got to go. And now, Father, we just thank you. We praise you. Oh, God, we glorify your name. We honor you, Father. And we thank you for your awesome presence that's here with us today. Always, God, you come in and you bless us to see and to hear. We acknowledge you as Lord, as Savior, as Redeemer, and soon coming King. Father, we ask you to bless us with the word that's about to come forth. We ask you, Father, to allow our hearts to be receptive in our minds, O God, to your word, O God. Lord, we block out every satanic power, every demonic power, every witch, every warlock, every soothsayer, and everything that is trying to hinder this service from going forth today. Lord, we come against it, every attack of these electronic systems. We know that Satan is the god of the atmosphere, the ear. And Lord, we know he is troubling the system now. But Father, we are not giving him any precedence. We're not giving him any praise or any worship. In the honor, Lord, we know that you sit high and you see low. We ask you, God, to touch this woman of God. She is out of Mississippi, Arkansas. Mary Wise, Lord God, she wanted to preach on Minister Word in December last year, but we couldn't bring her in because the Spirit had not released her to bring her in. But this time the Lord has released us to bring her in this month. And we ask, Father God, that you would touch her. Lord, touch her eyes, her ears, and her lips of clay. God, allow her to see and hear and speak your truths. Let it be none of her, but all of you, Father God. As she decreased, Lord, we ask you to increase. She is our brother, Deacon Fraser's mother, out of Mississippi. We ask you to use her. Use her for your glory and for your good. And we'll be careful, O Father, to give you all the glory and all the praise. All the honor belongs to you, Jesus, for how you saturate the atmosphere this morning with your presence. The anointing is already here, so we release her to go forth. Come on in, Minister wise and let the Lord use you. Come on in.
Good morning. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, good morning to each and every one. Good morning to Blog Talk Radio, Apostle Kalina. Good morning to you and to the whole, I'm going to just say to the whole radio land. I don't know who all is on. Good morning to each and every one, and thank you so much for that prayer. You're so right. The devil is so busy. We're not giving him any credit. We're not giving the devil any credit, but it is what it is. It's so busy, just running to and fro, trying to pop and block God's word. But God is not having that. And I guess that has to be because it have to take place, because if things were so easy, if it was made easy for us, then it would be too easy. And we want to appreciate God. So we do give God all the glory for this day, this new day, and for allowing us to be on. And thank you so much, Apostle Callender, for asking me to come forth and bring a word. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. To God be glory. Yes, we would bow our heads for a word of prayer. Again, Father God, we come to you thanking you so much for this new day, a beautiful sunshine day. We thank you so much. We thank you for giving us eyes to see, and we pray that you will continue to anoint our eyes so they will be spiritual to see you, God, and our ears to hear, but also anoint our ears, have ears, hear your voice, so we'll know that it is you calling us to give us direction in our life, where we need to go. Also, Lord, I ask you to touch my mouth, my tongue, my vocal cords. I ask you for a continuation of your anointing, that you will anoint me to say what you would have me to say, and let me say it and explain it with much clarity that all of us will have an understanding. Father God, we worship you, we praise you on this day, in the mighty holy name of Jesus, we pray these things. Amen. Amen. All right. What God has given me or put before me, God want me to encourage us. And this new year, the year is very much new. I'm thinking we're going to our third week of the year. And God is wanting me to give a word of encouragement to let us all remember and know in the year 2023, He is the fear God. He is who He say He is. He said back in the Bible day that He is I am. And I want everyone to know that God is still the I am that He said He was back in the Bible time. Title is I Am. I Am is the God who fills in your gap. And gap, like G-A-P-S. And my scripture will be coming from Exodus 3:14, where it says, God said to Moses, I am who I am. I'm going to read that again. God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. I am has sent me to you. This is what God told Moses to tell the Israelites, that I am sent him. You know, as I read that and as I look at this passage of scripture, sometimes when we are sent to do a job by God, the I am, the great I am, people still will not receive us. They still have a problem receiving us. And I don't really blame a person for trying to make sure that I am did send that person. But the thing about it is, God really will be done sent someone to do a job and the people reject them. But then that's on the one that's doing the rejecting. How we will know it is I am that sent person is we need to be already prayed up. So if God will let you know, if we ask God for a great mind of discernment, to have wisdom, to have knowledge, to know different things, because he did say in the word that would be false prophets. He will let us know when a false prophet has arrived. So it is my prayer that God will keep touching my mind, keep giving me mind of discernment to know who the great I am has sent someone to do a job. And I believe all the Bible scholars on this radio blog talk, I believe everybody knows who the great I am is. I believe everybody knows who he is and knows that he can fill in all the gaps in our life. Now, blog talk radio, I want to let you all know, I'm going to just tell you a little bit about me. Or either give an example about someone else. There was this situation where this lady was supposed to get a job, and she was going to be quite good at the job, but the lady had a slight limp. And when they were getting ready to do the job, a couple of people said, well, she has something wrong with her. And one said, well, what do you mean? She has a slight limp. How is that going to look with her coming in to do this job and she has a limp? People going to look at that. And the people around knew that wasn't right because she was fit for the job. She really was. She was fit, very poised, believed in what she believed in, was educated for the job. I mean, she was the one for the job, but a couple of the people thought her slight limp was supposed to keep her from getting the job. Well, to narrow it down is one person did say, but is that all? Because we all have something wrong with us. Stop. That has nothing to do with her getting the job. And the reason I'm giving this example is that whatever is wrong with us, God can fix that. God can fix whatever is wrong with us. Whatever gap we have in our life, whether it be physical, mental, emotional, relational, spiritual, whatever it is, He can fix it. He can fix it. If he lays something out there for us to do, He can fix it. Man can't do that. Man cannot fix what is wrong with us. Because we all got something wrong with us. God is the only one who can. I'm going to go so far as to say that God is the one that will allow us to have a gap in our life. We just call them the gaps. It sounds better than disability, which there are disabilities. We can say that, but a gap sounds better to me. He is the one that most likely allows the gaps in our life. And why I think that he'll allow us to have gaps in our life is because he is the great I am who can fill our gaps and fill in the blanks in our life that need to be filled in. In Exodus 3, when he tells us, When Moses asked God to tell him his name, he replied, I am. You tell them. You say to them, I am that has sent. I am the one that is sending you, just paraphrasing, sending you to the Israelites. I am. in Radio Block Talk Land, when we say that I'm not good enough, this is what we are to say to the people. Say, God says, when we say that we're not good enough, God will say to us, but I am. I am. I can fix that. You are good enough. I am can fix that. Who's God? When we say I'm not smart enough, God will say, I am. I am the one that is sending you to do what you're supposed to do. And when we say I'm not strong enough, I'm not capable enough, God will say, I am. When we say I don't have enough money, I promise y'all, God will fix it. He'll say, I am. He will make a way out of no way. God says all the time, I am. He is the God that can fill in our gap. He did it back in the Bible days, in Moses' time, and he will, just so much. He did this. He did it for Joshua. Oh, my God. When Moses left Joshua, he did it. Okay? He is the God who's filling our blank when we feel that we are not enough. God was when heard it said, there's a God. God is a God shaped vacuum in the heart of every man that cannot be filled by another created thing. And that's true. That is so true. Only God can do this. I don't care if a person got all the money in the world. I don't care what a person has. What it is just things that man cannot do. Only God can feel whatever needs to be filled. The Creator, that was made known through Jesus Christ who walked on the earth. Paul wrote, this is Paul right here. Paul in the Bible, in the New Testament, said, God said to me, for my strength and power are made perfect, fulfilled and completed, and show themselves most effective in your weakness. This is Paul talking, coming out of 2 Corinthians 12:19. And I'll read that again. Paul wrote, God said to me, for my strength and power, God's strength and power are made perfect, fulfilled and completed, and show themselves and most effective in your weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:9. You see, Paul knew what he could accomplish on his own. Nothing. He knew that. He could accomplish. Just like Mary Hampton Wise, I know I can't accomplish anything on my own. Even getting up in the morning, putting on my shoes, tying up my shoes, if it wasn't for God waking me up and letting me go to my brain, it's really not my hands really doing it. It's my brain telling me, the brain that God is directing me to take my hand and reach down and put my shoes on and tie them up. That I can't do that without God. Sometimes we think we can, but we really can't. Paul knew this. He could not accomplish nothing on his own, especially when we get ready to do a ministry. Oh, my God. We're out doing different types of ministries, not just preaching and teaching, but just out there doing what God has anointed us to do. Because a lot of times people think preaching and teaching that we're standing behind the pulpit and preach, but that's not the only ministry there is. There are a lot of ministries. There are clothing ministries. There's food pantry ministry. There's encouraging one another ministry. There are just doing unto others that we would have them to do unto us ministry. Oh, my God. We got a lot of ministry. And Paul knew that. Oh, he could be busy. We can do all that. But bearing fruit that will remain is another story. Just what I just said. All the different types of ministry. This is how he viewed his own personal weakness. That he couldn't do anything without God. He knew that. Could not do anything that on his own. I will even go to myself. I had not always been able to talk all of my life like this. Just open my mouth and talk. Not to speak. I didn't even go to preaching or teaching. I'm going to just say talk. And I always wanted to talk so bad because I couldn't even talk. I was going to talk so bad, and I asked God, God, if you would just open up my mouth, if you would just get away, God, I will forever praise your name. But I didn't know God was going to teach me to preach these words. So I can't go back on what I've asked God. I got to do, in spite of the enemy's dark being thrown at me, I got to continue on and do what God has called me to do. And I will tell you, even after God healed me of the speech impairment, I've had so much Satan to come against me so many times. But I'm reminded, God is the one that heals you and fix you where you can speak and preach his word. Going to and fro, speaking and teaching his word. And the devil has tried to get me not to do that. And it's not, hadn't been that long ago, just a month ago. But I'm so glad that God has reminded me that his grace is enough. It's all I need. His strength coming to my own weakness. I am so glad that God has reminded me of that. Let's say that again, that his grace is enough for me. Because he is the great I am. And it's all that I need. It's all that you need. Each and every one of you. Then that his strength coming through my own weakness. My own weakness. Once I realized that, I'm just so glad I realized that so long ago. I tried to quit focusing on the gap that I had with my speech. But all the things that has come up against me in the last year, I try to quit focusing on that and begin appreciating the gift of healing that God has brought down on me, what the great I am has done for me. It was a case of Christ's strength moving in on my weakness. Now, I'm going to ask, can you all hear me? Hello?
Yes, we can.
Yes, ma'am. We can. Yes, ma'am.
I hear you. No. Okay, thank you so much. It was a case of Christ's strength moving in on my weakness, and I'm so glad I come to realize that. Now I take any gap in stride and with good care, because you know, when Jesus walked this earth, it was not hunky dory and peaches and cream for him. So if he bared it, then he even done a greater thing. He went to the cross. So if Jesus can do all those things, I can go on and do what God has called us to do, called me to do. And I'm encouraging everybody else to do the same thing. I'm encouraging us all to take it in good stride and with good cheer, no matter what come up. Just let Christ take over and know the weaker that I get, the stronger God gets. And that is nothing, that's going to do nothing but make me stronger, make you stronger. And that's what made Paul do the work that he done. That's what made going back to the Old Testament out of Exodus, that's what made Moses do the same thing. Not only Moses, but all the other great Bible people in the back in the Bible time. Paul had great confidence. The prefix con of confidence means with. It means with. And the root So a confident person is one who walks in faith. And I'm encouraging Radio Block Talk Line, please walk in faith, because that's the only way we're going to be able to do work of God is to walk in faith. When we allow God to fill in the gaps with his power and provision, we will have the confidence and the courage to leave the limpid land of in between and march into the promised land of life to the full. I'm going to say that again. When we allow God to fill in the gaps in our life with his power and provision, and believe me, radio land, God got it all. He got his power. He got his provision. Whatever we need to fill in, so that we will have confidence and courage to leave the limpid land out the in-between. And the limpid land is nothing but Satan throwing dots here and there. And we can march into the promised land, the thing that he has promised us to fulfill the calling on our life. And that's where I want to go today and forever, is to do all the things that God has laid out before me, the will that he has on my life. That's where I want to. How about you, Radio Land? How about you? How about you? I will ask you, is anybody on this line depending on earthly relationships to fill your gap? Are you waiting on a husband to fill your gap? Are you waiting on a wife to fill your gap? Are you waiting on a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a child, a person for anything? Are you waiting on anything? It's good to have all these things. God wants to have all these things. Are you waiting on money, material things? If so, how is that working for you? I'm sure it's not really working out, because a lot of times people will not be in sync with what God wants us to do. So that's why we got to seek the great I am. We got to seek him. Also, if we are dependent upon anything, just ask ourselves, what do I need to change in my life to allow God to fill in the gap rather than other people? Just ask ourselves, I'm going to say that again. What do I need? We make it personal. Mary asked herself, things happen in my life so much. Ask myself, so what I need to change in my life to allow God to fill in the gap rather than depending up on other people? The answer is we need to depend up on the great I am, not on people or material things. People are just an asset, blocks out Radio Land. We know that God will send people into our lives to be an asset to us, but they have to be sent by God. Now, I'm not saying that we don't need people to help us, because we do. Because if I wouldn't be on this Block Talk Radio show if it wasn't for my son first knowing Apostle Calvin and everybody on the side. It's because God allowed my son to know all these people, and they think enough of me to share their ministry with me. So, yes, we need people that are sent by God. They are a great asset in our lives. So I don't want anybody to think I'm thinking we don't need people. We do. But make sure that it is somebody that God has allowed to cross your path. And by that, we turn to the great I am, and we pray to God and ask God, is the person supposed to be helping me do this or that? And we know that good, we might pretty much know it comes from God. So I would just like to encourage them. If we are ready, if we are doing any wandering around in the wilderness, we can just stop wandering around in the wilderness of indecision, and let's start moving, continue to move forward in the brand new year of 2023, moving forward to take hold of the promised land of life to the fullest. Talk Radio Land. Take hold of it, the promised land of life to the full, very fully. and just say, just tell yourself, we need to make it personal, like I'm going to tell myself. Mary Hampton Wise, I am taking hold of the promised land of life to the fullest, and I'm going to continue to move forward in the year of the 2023, letting the great I am lead and guide me to the will that he has laid before me for my life. And I just pray that I have said something to encourage us, each and every one of us. And thank you so much, Apostle Kalina and Blog Talk Radio Land, for allowing me to come on with a word of encouragement. And I want to leave a scripture as well. Philippians 4:13 tell us that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that's just Paul talking. And I just, that have always been one of my favorites. And I try to live by that. And I want to end up with a word of prayer that says, coming to the Heavenly Father, we worship you, we praise you, we honor you on this day, Lord. We are saying, we know we have gaps. I have gaps. And I am so thankful. You are the great I am who fill in all those gaps, Lord. You fill in my insufficiency with all your sufficiency, because he said in your word that your grace is so sufficient for all of us. You fill in my being inadequate, that I'm inadequate to do a job. You fill it in with all your supply. You fill in from our pain with your healing purpose. Anybody need healing on this line, whatever kind of healing, whether it be physically, mentally, emotionally, relationally, showing up spiritually, and financially, anything, fighting demonic spirits, any fighting evil spirits, whatever it is, we bind it up in the name of Jesus today. We bind it up. You are a healing God. Take care of all our pain with your healing purpose today. Father God, we're going to walk in faith with confidence. We're going to walk in faith and in confidence, asking you these things, these blessings upon all our lives. We pray that for the whole world. We know the whole world is not listening, but we pray for those that are listening. And we stand in the gap and we pray spiritually. We pray in the spirit that somebody in the world can feel this. As we walk in confidence and in faith, as we pray these things in the mighty holy name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. And that is my word of encouragement for today. Thank you all so much for allowing
me. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Wise, for the words of encouragement today. For the sermon on I Am is the God who fills in the gaps. We thank you for allowing him to use you on today. Father, we just praise you and glorify your name. We honor you, Jesus, for what you have given us at your table. We ask you, Father God, to anoint your servant afresh, O God. We pray that you would open the window, the door, and the gates of heaven, even right now, to anoint her, O God, to walk continuously in your light, O God, that she continue to allow you to lead and guide her. And Father, empower her with your word, that at the next appointed time, wherever she is called to release your word, that she will have more than enough on her table to release. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you to heal her body from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord, and we ask you to continue to watch over her children. Everything that concerns her, Lord, we ask you to perfect it right now and let her walk in your peace according to your word. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Come on in, Bishop.
Good day to everyone. Thank you, Apostle. Thank you, Minister Wise, for the message that you brought forth on today. And now, Let me ask if anyone has not received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, please take this opportunity to do so. And God did say, I am. I am that I am. I am what you need. I'm who you need. I'm when you need me. Just call on the Lord. I believe. My people, when called by my name, I will heal their land. You know, this is what America needs right now. But what we need more is the salvation of our souls. So I urge you strongly, you have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, take this opportunity to do so. And the Word of God makes it clear. In the book of John, chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, not to condemn the world, but that through the world everyone might be saved. And the only way is through the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Bless his holy name. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for sending Jesus. You know, God loved us so much, he sent his only begotten Son. Begotten, not made, begotten. Jesus is God. He's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. However, contrary to popular belief, you know, I mean, people were told that they had to be baptized. Yes, it's an outward sign to be baptized, but so that other people know that you're saved, that you're not going to live like the world wants you to live. You're going to live like Jesus wants us to live. And in doing so, you know, the Bible tells us in the book of Romans, chapter 4, verses 10 through 12, if you read it for yourself, you'll see. It says, nor is there any other name given among men by which we must be saved. No other name except the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Read it for yourself. It's in the book of Romans. I'm sorry, the book of Acts. Same Romans. It's the book of Acts. Okay. And if you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you must repent. Because the book of Romans says, if the word is near you, it's in your mouth. This is how you do it. It's in your mouth. Or some Bible say it's on your lips. Which means you must speak it. The devil cannot read your mind. He can inject thoughts in your mind, but he can't read your mind. You know? And he's waiting for you to think about, well, you know, because he don't know that you can't read your mind. He don't know that you're receiving Jesus as your Savior. But you speak it out loud. You don't have to scream to the top of your lungs. Just speak it in a normal tone of voice. Jesus, I want you to be my Savior. Please accept me. I'm accepting you as my Savior. Accept me. I'm your child. I know I'm a sinner, and I've fallen short of the glory of God. Each and every day I do. Everybody does. That's also in the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 23. We all fall short of his glory each and every day because we're not perfect. We strive for excellence, but we are not perfect. Only Jesus is perfect. He's the only person who ever was perfect is Jesus Christ because he is God. Now, the other thing is that you must repent. You believe that Jesus went to Calvary and died for our sins, not his. He took sin upon his, the sin of the world upon his shoulders. Took all these horrendous beatings, had his beard pulled out, crown of thorns pressed on his scalp, down four 6-inch thorns slammed into his head, blood running down his face. His eyes were almost hanging out. He was beat, unrecognizable. And in movies and whatnot, they had Jesus with a loincloth on. And to show shame, Jesus was on that cross totally naked. He had no clothing on. And his back was all stripped from the beating. They put a robe on his back. And when they could put him, the nail into the cross, they could rip the robe off his back. And the blood that was beginning to dry tore the wounds open again. And he was on that cross. Hours suffering in the heat, suffering for at least 3 hours. He was suffering tremendous suffering, like we could never take. Jesus was the only one that was worth it. But he so loved the world, and he did it in obedience to the Father. Don't make Jesus' suffering go in vain. Repent of whatever sins you have committed, and your slate is clean if you believe that he died for your sins and that God raised him from the dead on the third day. And it's an open sign to everyone else that we can ask Jesus for forgiveness of our sins. Someone may come to your baptism. If you invite them, hey, I want to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to be baptized. And I want you to come to my baptism. Invite all that you can, strangers, co-workers, family members, neighbors, even enemies. Invite them to your baptism. And by doing so, someone may accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And you will be richly rewarded if that someone decides to give their life to Christ. Because you drew that soul. You drew that soul to Christ Jesus. For yourself, do it for your family. And then the book of Acts, chapter 2, beginning at verse 38, Peter said to those who were to be baptized, "Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and the Holy Spirit will come upon you." Now, some people do receive tongues before they are baptized. It doesn't matter. Speaking in tongues, it doesn't matter if you're baptized or not. It's a gift from God. But you must be baptized in his holy name, Jesus Christ. You can search the Bible from Revelation 1, from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22, and there's no other name written under heaven by which a man shall be saved other than the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you haven't been baptized in that manner, I suggest that you ask someone, even if you were baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Those are his titles, but it says only in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I was taught that revelation was a very wise man brought forth that revelation to me, and I'm bringing it on to you. Please, I urge you, with this day and time, the way things are going on, in 1 hour, there were things going on around the entire world. In the entire world in 1 hour. There were earthquakes, wildfires, floods, frozen areas of the world, while others were burning up at the same time. This is just, the end is near. When you see these things coming about, the Word of God says, "My redemption is nigh." Pay attention. Accept Jesus as your Savior today. Please do it for yourself. Because if you do, your sins are forgiven. Anything you've ever done, you are forgiven. Your slate is clean. Don't go back to it, though. Repent, repent, repent. The first thing Peter says, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. So it's in the Bible. Don't take Bishop's word for it. Get a Bible if you don't have one. And if you do have one, read those scriptures I gave you. Please read them. And accept Jesus right now. Accept him as your Lord and Savior. You don't have to say verbatim like I said it. You know, I said it the way it's written in my Bible. But please accept him as your Savior. I urge you, please. And if you do, there's no shame. Jesus took all the shame to the cross. There's no shame in saying, "I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior today." Yeah. Or if you don't want to do it today, if you don't want to say it today, do it today and come back on tomorrow. We have Black Talk Radio is on every day from Sunday to Saturday, every day, day of the week, every weekend. Come back and let us know that you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. We'd be so glad to have you on Live Talk Radio. We're so happy that Deacon Fraser's mother came on, Minister Wise came on, and gave her little sermon today, and it was so beautiful and so to the point. You don't have to be in church for 10 hours to get the point. The message was brought forth strongly. The words of God came from her mouth. It wasn't her words. That was God's words. Thank you, Minister Wise. Beautiful job. God bless you. And please come back and minister again for us. Thank you. Apostle,
I will.
To you, sir.
Will.
You will.
Thank you, Bishop. Thank you so much for the prayer salvation. The line is now open. A lot of people on the line. And feel free to come on and encourage the woman of God if you choose to. The line is open.
The Lord this morning, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I was just going to say, was anybody on the line? But I am so glad for Jesus this morning. I give honor to Jesus, the great I am, who the head of my life, and to my apostle, David Callender, my apostle, Linda Washington, and my bishop, Jane Washington, and all the children of the Most High God. I just want to say to the mother, it was beautiful. I'm talking for me, it was beautiful. You know, it don't take a lot. Like you learn to use what you got. But then what you got is still the great I am, if you got him. But you just really blessed me. I just sit there and I was listening. Oh, yes, and I was following you in the spirit. And hallelujah, not for trying to judge, I want to understand. Because ain't nobody got that authority right now. Ain't nobody on this earth because everybody got some sin somewhere. Hallelujah. And that staff needs to be closed somewhere. But I just want to tell you, mother and sister, I'm going to call you sister because okay. I think I'm older. Age doesn't matter in God, but I think I'm older than you. But anyway, sister of God, I just thank you. I stand with your growth since the last time I have heard you minister. It was a long time ago. And I just thank God how God just spoke to you. Just a little simple word. That's all it takes. It's all it takes. You know, sometimes people say, oh, I want this big word from God. And I want every one of God would be. Ain't nothing little about God. He's God Almighty. And then, you know, sometimes, you know, in different people's life, and I know there's been times in my life when things have came before up, you know, and I feel like at that particular time I need to step in. Sometimes I feel like, oh, God, I can't do this. Hey, but I can. And then when you started talking about, you know, we always going to run into things in life. We all going to have to make quite a different decision in life. We can't do it, but I can. I am, because I can do all things. So Paul said, through Christ who sent to me. But, you know, you just blessed me, sister. You just blessed me from the time you started talking about him. And I said, that's all right, Lord. That's all right. Because sometimes, like I say, we go through things. And I know for many, I said, you're too hard for me. Sometimes I start and then I want to lay it down. I can't go through this. But you know what? When I give it over to I am, I go through. And when I go through, I said, God, I didn't know it was this easy. Looking with that natural eye, I thought it was so hard. But if I begin to look through with that spiritual eye, I can walk through it. Hallelujah. Walk through it. Hallelujah. like walk through something, like you walk on ice. Hallelujah. And you know, when you're walking on ice, you better make sure that ice is really sound, frozen. Because if you walk on ice and it ain't, you're going down, baby. You're going down. But I'm talking about Jesus, the great I am. Long you keep him in the front and away before you go down. And truly you bless me. Truly you have really blessed me this morning. And I praise God for you. I praise God for your son. Amen. Amen. Beautiful in the Lord. I am that I am. Different situation is in the earth, and we're hearing about this and that. We need to keep our eyes on I am. Because if we keep our eyes on I am, we won't get all worried and all shaking. What we going to do? What we going to do? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to stand still and keep my eyes on I am. And I thank you again. And I ain't going to hold no more time. But Apostle, just blessing. My Apostle Kellner, just a blessing to hear your voice. And I'm praying for my brother every day. Amen. And I know he's praying for me. He's praying for me. And I thank God for all of y'all prayers. And Apostle Leonard and Bishop James. I praise for y'all. And I know y'all praise for me. But I just want to thank y'all for all of y'all prayers. Because there was time. Nearly thought I couldn't go through. But with y'all prayers, the greater I am, he let me know. You can make it. So that's what it's all about. And I thank y'all.
Man.
And I'm going to shut my mouth. Let somebody have an opportunity to say something. Amen.
Amen.
Turn it back over.
Amen. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you so much, Daughter of Zion. We are so grateful and so blessed to hear your voice this morning. Keep me in prayer. Because I'm going in the hospital on Tuesday, and just
keep
me in prayer. We know all is well, because the Lord had already confirmed to me last night that all is well, all will be well, it's all well. He didn't say it's going to be well. He told me all is well.
Amen.
Keep me in prayer. And the line is open. All come on in and encourage this woman of God. Come on and encourage this woman of God.
Yeah. Then they close. They open up Monday.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. It's
Apostle Millie, mute your phone, please.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Ain't no noise in my house.
Apostle Millie, your phone. Mute, please. Go ahead, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. It's good to hear you once again. And when I hear you, I hear your testimony of raising children and all the things that, you know, I don't know all the things you've been through in life, but I know you lost your husband about 2 years ago. I heard he was a very good man. And, you know, you live Psalms 91. I'm not 91, 23. And, though I walk through the shadow. And so, you know, we don't know a lot of things, but we learn along the way. And you raising a family and serving God with all your heart is a testimony that you said he will keep, take care of you and bring you through. And that I like when you said about go forward. you know, because we don't know what tomorrow holds, but we do know who holds tomorrow. And I don't know if you really realize that when you minister, it brings hope. The word brings hope, but also they that overcome by the word of their testimony, it says, will enter in, and that's what I'm hearing, the word of your testimony, that God has been faithful and true and good to you and has preserved you and helped you in all of the concerns of life. And we see Deacon Frazier as a man of God as a result. And so it's always good to hear your voice and to hear you minister the word of God. Amen. Sometimes things are more simple and we make them so complicated, but yet life can be complicated. But it is our faith that gets us through, and I just praise God for you. And amen. And for the
amen.
Work
thank
that,
you, Evangelist.
Go on, Apostle. I'm sorry.
No, if you finish, you finish. I just go and break when you come in when you finish. Go on.
I'm done, yeah.
Okay. We thank
amen.
You for your responding, encouraging Minister Wise. She's growing. She's trusting the Lord, and she's growing. The line is open for anyone else that want to come on in. Somebody have a phone on speaker. Take your phone off the speaker, please. Causing an echo. Somebody phones on the speaker. The line is open for encourage a woman of God.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. We
praise
our Most High God. Praise the Lord, and we thank God that we are all gathered here in his presence and that it's a wonderful, wonderful blessing to be here right now on this line. It's an appointed time if you're here. And we just thank God for the word that went forth. Thank God for our overseer, Apostle Calendar. We thank God for every one of you on the line and for our speaker today. What a blessing it is to hear from Minister Wise this morning. Hallelujah. A very blessed, anointed woman of God. And we are very grateful to have heard the word of God that was spoken through her. While she was preaching, I thought about the message very, very strongly. In my spirit, I heard God, I can hear God saying, be still, no matter what is in our, you know, in our lives, that can be a gap. I like that word that she used, gap, and she said that we all have something wrong. Something going on, and we all have gaps. There's something that we all want to do, need to do, goals we have, but the Lord, I heard, was saying, be still. As I was looking at this chapter as she was preaching, when God spoke to Moses, God said to Moses to be still, and God called him and he said, Moses, Moses. So what I'm saying I heard is be still is that when we hear the Lord speaking, whether it be, if he's given us a word about something, we need to stop. We need to stop. No matter what's going on, no matter where the gap is, no matter what it is, we need to just stop before the Lord because when he's speaking, we are in his presence. You hear what I'm saying? We're in his presence, and he told Moses, he said, do not come any closer. Moses, first of all, he said, here I am. So Minister Wise, when you heard that you were going to come, that the Lord would have you come, you began to prepare a message. And in that way, it's being still before the Lord, because then we're going to hear what God is saying to us to preach, to teach, whatever, or to go, or what to do. And that is being still. So when he called Moses, he said to Moses, "Moses, Moses, Moses." And Moses said, "Here I am. Can we stop and be still long enough to hear the voice of God? We got to learn to hear the voice of God, no matter what the gap is." The woman of God was preaching about gaps and saying we need the guidance of the Lord. Moses needed the guidance of God in order for us to do whatever it is God has called us to do in this life, with all of the different things that's going on around us and all of the horror that's going on in the world. We just have to be still. And so he told Moses, he said, "Do not come any closer. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground." And you talked about the great I Am. And after, then he said, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob." And at this time, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. And so when the Lord calls, when he calls, we got to be still, because that place where you hear him calling you is holy ground, which he said, "I am God, I am the great I Am. Be still and listen to me. I have the guidance you need. I have your healing. I have your deliverance. I have whatever your need is. I will supply that need." But we got to learn to be still. We got to learn to be still. If we want those gaps, if we want those things that are gaps in our lives to be fulfilled, then we must rely on the guidance of God. And we got to be still when we hear him. We need to be still when we're on this line. We need to be still when the word of God is going forth. Yes. We need to be still, because many people, when the word of God is going forth, we're doing everything. We're washing dishes. We got to go. We got to do something here, something there. The phone is ringing. There's so many distractions. And we have to learn that in the presence of the Lord, the great I Am, we must be still. And when we can be still, God is going to fulfill all your needs. That's what I was hearing all through this word. Hallelujah. Because it's in his presence is holy ground. Hallelujah. And then he says, he told Moses that, "I am the Father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. We are supposed to fear God. When we fear God, we have that reverential fear of the Lord. We're going to be still, and we're going to hear the Lord to give us our guidance that this woman of God was talking about this morning. If you want the guidance, if you want to hear the voice of God, we have to learn how to be still, so we'll know how to move, so we'll know what to do, so we'll know where to go, and we'll know what to say, and we'll have the anointing of the Lord, because we are learning how to be in his presence. We are learning how to bow before him. We lay before the Lord in his presence. What makes us think that if that when the word is going on, we can be on the computer doing this, on the computer doing that, while a woman of God is preaching or the man of God is preaching? We're doing everything that we want to do, and we don't have enough fear of the Lord. When we really fear the Lord, we're just going to be still. Amen? So that's what I was hearing. I am the great I Am says to be still before me. If you want your prayers answered and you want to do the things that God has called you to do, you want to do every assignment that God calls you out to do, then we have to be still. We have to realize that he is sovereign. He is the Lord God Almighty. He is over all. He is the ruler, and we are not supposed to feel like we are over our own lives. God is the one that is over everything. He's the ruler of all. He's our all in all. And when we know who he's our all in all, then we are going to give that great I am the praise and the reverence that he deserves. Hallelujah. Too many people are running around doing too many things, listening to too many different entities, going too many places, hallelujah, and not listening for the Lord, and wonder why some of these gaps are not being filled. Some of them are not being filled. But we're doing it in our own way. We got to follow in the way in Yahweh, hallelujah, in his way. Follow the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. And that's where my eyes got fixed on, right there, when you were talking about the new year, and we're in the middle. Right now we're in the middle of a new year, and we ask God for the guidance we need, but be still long enough to get it. Glory be to God. You know, we're on the phone, and even on this line, you hear people's music playing, you hear TVs, you hear people talking. Now, I know sometimes when somebody calls, you might have to take a call. You might feel in your spirit that's an emergency or whatever. I can understand sometimes we might hit the button, mistakes are made, but some people are just not being mindful of God, being in the presence of God. Just a little while ago, Apostle had to tell somebody to mute your phone. Mm-hmm. Glory be to God. So let's just be still, and when we hear the Lord, just know that you're on holy ground. Hallelujah. The Lord is speaking. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Minister Wise, again. Thank you for encouraging us, because we need this encouragement every day. The Lord will encourage us, but we need our brothers and sisters. We need our friends to encourage as well. Amen. So thank you so much. It was an encouraging word, and we appreciate you so, so much. And we hope you come back. Thank you so much. Amen. I'm done. Amen.
Thank you so much, Apostle Washington. We thank God for you. And you know, when Minister Wise was ministering the word and she went off on, he was saying, if you have a financial problem, God will fill it in. If you have a pain, he will fill it in. And different things the Lord was dropping in her spiritual eyes to see.
Yes.
And she said, if you're dealing with something that you need God to fill in the gap, he will fill it in. And then she said that. I tell you no lie. It's the honest to God truth. I was thinking about the operation that I have to go through. I have to deal with. And when she said that, the Lord is my judge, I heard he said, the gap is already filled in. I tell
Amen.
You no lie, I heard it. I heard it so plain. And I thought, I didn't say that over the phone. I just said, the Lord just told me to just repeat it. I said, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. I just received
thank
it
you,
right then. You know, sometimes it's just simplicity that makes all the difference. You're looking for a big
Amen.
Whole lot of rigmarole, but just a simple word from the Lord makes all the difference. You don't need a whole lot.
That's right.
Like somebody would say, you don't need a whole lot of, I think it was Pastor Billy would say, you don't need a whole lot of big words and all that kind of stuff. Just be simple. Just be plain.
Mm-hmm.
As God calls
Amen.
You, you know. Sometimes people have the Greek, the Hebrew, the Latin, the German, French, all kinds of stuff. And that's good. No, Jim, that's good. But sometimes God just wants to be simple because you have some people all in the church building that they don't understand the dictionary. They don't understand the Greek. They don't understand the Hebrew. But they understand that God is the shepherd. They understand that he is a healer. And that's all they
Amen.
Want to hear, that to give them the confidence to trust in him, to rely on him, to depend on him. You know,
Amen.
Especially when we're going through, you got to find out, don't know how you're going to put food on the table for your kids, but you hear somebody say, you can always trust God. He will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You will trust. You say, well, if the woman said that, man, I'm going to trust him. I'm going to take the chance. God, I don't have no other place to go. There's nothing that I can do. I got to trust him.
Amen.
So I thank you for your response.
Amen.
And I thank her. I thank Minister Wise for the word. The line is open. A lot of people on the line. I got a phone here that every time I release this phone, I have it on mute. Now every time I release it, it makes a lot of noise. But I'll try again. Let me see. The line is open. The line is open.
Amen. That's your name, Jesus. What a blessing. What a blessing, Apostle. Isn't that beautiful? When you say that, you heard the Lord. You heard the Lord speak because you were still enough to hear him. You were listening to the word, and you got a word that you needed to hear because you were listening. You were still before the Lord. Hallelujah. So trusting God is so important. So, so, so very important. And we just thank God. Hallelujah. Thank God. And you know, another thing came to me too, that Jesus, when you said that you heard, Apostle, you heard God, and how a simple word, don't have to be no long, drawn out. It doesn't have to be a whole lot of words. It doesn't have to be uncommon words. Just a word, just a simple word. And that's how Jesus taught. He used simple analogies. He used nature and so many other analogies, things we can relate to, you know. Everybody can relate to what this woman of God was saying. We can relate to that. We know about the gaps. We know about the insufficiencies. But God is our all-sufficient God. He's Almighty El Shaddai. And we got to know that all the time. Going through whatever you're going through, he's going to fill you up. He's going to fill you with what you need. Hallelujah. He's our all-in-all God. Amen. Hallelujah. The great I am. That's what he said. I am that I am. And when we say I am that I am, those words are so anointed. I am that I am. That means I am your everything. I am your that. Whatever that is, I am. I'm that thing. I'm that person. I'm that situation. I'm everything that you need. I come in and I fill in. Hallelujah. And you never need to be afraid. Just have reverence fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's just how Jesus taught. You don't have to be some prolific speaker, you know, using big words. But if you do, that's okay. But nevertheless, a simple word is all we need. Just plain. That's how Jesus taught, just plain. But you have to have an ear to hear. And she spoke that too in the word. You have to have a listening ear. Hallelujah. So thanks. Thanks again. Thank you, Apostle, for saying that, for sharing that with us. Because that's helping somebody else. It's helping someone. That word was what you needed. That word, wow, it just hit you. It hit your soul. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. The line is open for anyone who would like to pray, sing a song, make a comment on the word. Bless the Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
I'd just like to say this, that a lot of people's on the line, and we are in a time where now that they're coming against you, if you're carrying the banner of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
And here on this electronic church line, nobody can stop you from declaring Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Lord prays for this. He pays for this line. He's the one who pays for this line. And nobody can stop you from declaring Christ. If you want to sit down on him, you can sit down. That's your prerogative. I was watching a show last night, and it's at the mall, America's Mall, the largest mall in America. And the prophetess was talking about it yesterday, but I saw it last night on YouTube. A pastor from Philadelphia posted. And this man was in the mall with a church saying that Jesus saves. His shirt had all these different religion on, but it had an X going through, a slash mark going through the other religions, all these different religions. But he had on top that Jesus is the only one that can save a soul. And three security guards, all Caucasians, came to him and tell him he had to turn the shirt inside out or take off the shirt. He cannot shop in the mall with that shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm telling you today that you are on this church line, and that no one can stop you from declaring that Jesus is Lord. This is your time.
Yeah.
He is the great I am. He is the lily of the valley. He is the early morning star. He is the Lamb of the tribe of Judah. He is the one who shed
Glory.
His blood on the cross.
Yes.
He's the one who went there and didn't said even a mumbling word.
Mm.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Not a mumbling. He went there without sin, but he paid the debt for sin. Hallelujah, glory to God. So the line is open. The line is open.
Apostle, what day is your surgery?
Tuesday morning, I'll be at the hospital. I'll be there by 6:30. I'll be checked in by 7 o'clock, and by 7:15 or so, I will be on the table.
Okay.
Not by myself though.
Yeah.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit will be there with me.
Yeah,
be there before you get there.
Be there, man.
He's already
yeah.
He's always there before you get there. He goes.
Glory to God.
God. Hallelujah. He clears the way. He's there. Hallelujah. He's before us. He's our rear guard. He's
Hallelujah.
Before us. He's on the right. He's on the left. He's everywhere. He's around.
My.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
That's
Jesus.
Why we got to keep faith. Keep our minds stayed on God. Hallelujah. And that way, when we got our minds stayed on the Lord, oh, glory be to God, we're going to stay still. And we're going to know that he is
Hallelujah,
God.
Jesus.
We're going to know it because he's going to show up and he's going to do what it is that we need done. It's already done. Everything is already done. Hallelujah. And you're going to come out. Hallelujah. Glory be
Jesus.
To God. It is well. You're coming. It is well
Hallelujah,
already.
Jesus.
It is well already.
Jesus.
We declare it because we know by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. You were healed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You are
Thank
already
you,
healed by our healer, Jehovah Rapha.
Thank
Glory
you,
be to God. Hallelujah. He's already worked it out. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We got to just declare the word of God. Hallelujah. Whatever
yes,
the situation
Lord.
Is, there's a word. There's a word. Hallelujah. And all we got to
yes,
do is
Lord.
Declare that word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. That's what we got to call on the name of Jesus. The name above all names. And he has already done it. The cross took care of it. The blood that flowed from
Jesus.
Our Savior took care of everything. Was nailed to that cross as he bled.
Yes.
Everything for our life was already taken care of it.
I am. Hallelujah.
It is finished. It's already finished. Everything for your life is done. No matter what the gap is. No matter what's going on. And no matter who's doing what and who's doing what, everything is already done in God. He's the sovereign Lord of this universe, the great I am. Hallelujah. I
you know, Sam.
Hallelujah.
You know, you preach on that before, Apostle, but you know we're so powerful when you even think about the scripture. And Moses asked Yahweh the question. He said, but when I go before Israel, they will ask me who sent me. What should I say?
Mm-hmm. And when he gave Moses the answer, you can go back and check for yourself. When he go back, when he asked, answer Moses and gave him the answer, Moses didn't ask him no more questions.
Yeah.
Go back and look at it for yourself.
No,
I'm not even looking in the Bible because it just came to my spirit. He says, tell them that I am that I am sent you. And that was it. Moses was shut up right there, and then he had everything that he needed to say. He didn't ask no more
Amen.
Questions.
No more questions.
So even when we are on the gurney, we're laying in the hospital room, we're in the courtroom, all we got to say is, I am is with me. I am.
I am.
I am is with me. I'm going to get a loan. I am is with me. I'm going to buy a car. I am is with me. I'm in need of help. I am is my helper. My God, my God. I tell you, there's so much in there. There's so much in there. There's so much in there. Everything that we need is in I am. Everything that a person, a believer need, an unbeliever need is in I am. Everything is right in there. It's in that name. It's in that name. I am. Everything is in that name. All you have to do is call it.
Yes.
Everything that you need is in the name. I am.
Jesus. I am.
The name of I am shuts the mouth of lions. You hear me?
Yay!
It shuts the mouth of lions, the name I am.
Yes, it did. Hallelujah.
The name of I am opened doors that are closed. The name I am close those that need to be closed.
Yes, God.
The name
yes,
I am.
God.
The name I am men broken marriages. The name I am set the captives free. Do you hear me?
Yes, God.
It's all in that name.
Somebody's phone is open. Use your phone.
Yes, somebody.
Your phone.
Somebody's phone open again. Somebody's walking and their phone's open.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Be still and know I'm God.
Yes, there's one phone with an area code 469 that's open. That phone has a lot of noise on it. But I put it on mute, so we're fine. The line is open. For anyone that want to, if you need prayer, we'll pray for you. If you got a song on your heart that you want to sing, you can sing it. You have freedom here. This is Resurrection Power Church of Christ Ministry. There's freedom. The Bible said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Yeah.
And we know that the Spirit is here because we invite him this morning. Not only we invite him, we brought him. We brought him in us. He's in you. He's in me. He's in all of us. So there's liberty here on this church line. The line is open.
I just want to pray for you, Apostle, then I'm going to get off the line, if that's okay.
I always need prayer. Take prayer.
Heavenly Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. We thank you for another day. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to gather one more time. We thank you for the word that has gone forth. We pray in the name of Jesus that you touch your daughter and you protect her, O God, from the hand of the enemy because of the word that she has brought forth on today. Now, Father, you are the God of all comfort, and we pray for the peace that surpasses all understanding. Father, you saved the doctors. You caused them to go, to train, to understand the body, how the body functions. It is a wonder that our bodies are marvelously made, David says. Father, we pray for the wisdom of the doctor. We pray, oh God, surgery is not unnecessary, but necessary, that it is not a surgery to make more money. We pray that you sanitize all instruments with your precious blood. And we pray that you touch the mind of the anesthesiologist, not too much, not too little, but just right. We pray, oh God, and thank you for the training of this anesthesiologist. We pray, oh God, that by your stripes, he is healed. Lord, he pays attention to his diet. So we don't understand all of this, but you know all about it, God. And we put it under your care. We pray in the name of Jesus that the blood of Jesus cover the operating room. The blood of Jesus covers the nurses, God. The blood of Jesus covers the surgeons, oh God. And the blood of Jesus prevents all bacterial infection. And we pray in the name of Jesus against anything that is not of God, that is not to be touched or explored. Father, we pray that when he is sown, healed, or whatever they do, we pray that it's done as if it were someone who was the richest man in the world. For you have no respecter of persons. And, Lord, he's rich in Christ. Our money will not take us into the kingdom of heaven. So, Father, we pray for his wife.
Yes.
We pray, oh, God, for the concerns that she has for her husband. We pray for her children, their children, and the concern that they have, oh, God. And we pray that you settle them, oh, God, because I'm sure it is only natural to have concern. But, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. As we come before your throne, only because of the blood of Jesus, and ask to bring him safely through. We thank you that he serves you and allows us to be able to speak, allows those to come and be welcome to minister the word of God. He is determined to serve you. He is determined to do your will. And your word said that nothing that comes against your servants shall prosper. You said that it is a reward. It is a promise. It is a reward because we serve you, because we are your sons and your daughters. We pray in the name of Jesus for, I believe, what would be like an armor bearer to him and may be his armor bearer, Apostle Washington, Linda Washington, and Bishop James Washington. We come against the attacks of the enemy that tries to steal their faith. We ask you, O God, to give her wisdom on when to go into the hospital. And we pray that everything will be covered in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, because she wars in the spirit on the behalf of Apostle Calendar. We thank you that they got to break bread together. And Father, we thank you because this is in your word about the breaking of bread and about fellowship, oh God, as you fellowship with your disciples. So, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that this thing will not be for naught, that they are healed already in the name of Jesus. And we also pray that
these surgeons, they need the wisdom of God. It isn't in their own ability. Yes, they've got to have a skill. They've got to show. We pray there'll be no botched surgery. But we pray for the most skillful surgeon. And we pray, oh God, that if it's not the one you choose, there will be a substitute of the best. And we pray, oh God, for the right vitamins, the right minerals, the right foods, the right exercise, and everything to heal the body, oh God. Because David says, we are wondrously made. We pray Psalm 91, to stay under the shadow of the Most High and to abide in your holy tabernacle. This is your promise to the servants of God. So we will stand together for him and for them and for all those who need medical procedure. In Jesus' name, amen.
It is God. It is God. He's the one who has risen from the dead, and he is God. It is God. It is God. The one who heals the sick. It is God. The one who opened the blind eyes. It is God. The great I am. It is God. Yes, he's risen from the dead. It is God. Do you know it is God? Not man, but the great I am. I just heard that in my spirit. It's not a written song, but that's one that he just gave me in the spirit. He just gave that to me. And I wanted to tell you that as he gave it to me, he brought tears to my eyes just to know it is him. It is him.
Amen.
This is him. And all has to do is trust in him. We say it all the time. The only one without flaws is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But every one of us has flaws. It doesn't matter how long we've been preaching, how long we've been singing in the choir, how long you played in the church band, it doesn't matter how long. We all have flaws.
Definitely.
And I say it about me, if we didn't have flaws, the Father would have looked down on the earth and he would have called one of us and said, go on up to Calvary. I need you to pay a debt that need to be paid.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no one in the earth realm without flaws. Even in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus said, Father, if there's any way you can take this cup from me, anywhere, take it. He said, but nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Because Jesus knew that he was the only one that could pay the debt that was owed, that would put us back in line to have access to the Father through his blood. Hallelujah. I tell you something, when you get to understand that, you begin to put all, not some, but all your confidence in him. Trust him. It looks like it's falling apart. It seems like it's falling apart. But when you put it in his hands, he put it all together because he know how to fill in the gaps. He know how to fill in the gaps.
Yeah.
When we try to fill in the gaps, we make the gap wider. It get worse. But when we give it to him and say, Lord, here it is. This is the problem that I'm dealing with. This is the situation I'm dealing with. I've been to the doctor so many times, Lord. They give me this, they give me that. They do this, they prescribe this. But, Lord, this time I'm coming to only one doctor, Dr. Jesus.
Right now.
The one who have the right prescriptions. The one who have the right medicine. When you say that, something happened in the atmosphere. Every devil, every demon, every witch, every warlock that's been trying to kill you because of who you are and whose you are have to step backward because now you come to the realization that there's no one else can fix your situation but Jesus.
Amen. The only one.
I've seen marriages that were falling apart, and we prayed for them. Prayed for them. Marriages. I know. I got records. I got records in books. Here, right now, living records, they're not dead. And I've had marriages come to this house that was about to step to the courtroom, to the courthouse, and dissolve their marriage because of infidelity.
Jesus.
And we tell them what Jesus can do. He's the one that can fill in the gaps that you're trying to fill in. You can't fill it in. If you could, you would have ever since. But the marriages are still going strong today.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
God can fix anything that you, in our lives that are broken, he can make it whole. His blood is stronger than a torch. You know, I use a torch to mend pipes, to braze or solder. His blood is stronger than that. His blood can mend anything. You don't have to strike a match. It can burn things off and it can melt things. Hallelujah. It can mend things. The blood has a lot of power. All power the blood has. I'm telling you the truth. All you have to do is believe. Just believe. Just have confidence in the blood.
Ooh, I'm hungry.
Well, Brother Bishop, a lot of people on the line, nobody's saying anything, so we're going to ask you to come on in. And close us up.
Good afternoon. This is Minister Andira. Good morning to everyone. I've just been here
waiting.
I just want to ask you guys if you could pray for me. I've been my spirit has been very heavy, you know. And, you know, I'm sitting here and listening to you guys and, you know, tears are just rolling out my eye. I'm just trusting in God and, you know, I'm just asking God to move on my behalf and my husband's behalf. And, you know, let this be the time that everything, those gaps are filled and bring him home. But I've just been very heavy since last night and all through this morning. And I'm being still and I'm listening and I'm hearing and I'm just pouring my heart out silently onto God and just allowing the tears. Sometimes, you know, you don't have any words. You just have to allow your tears to flow, and that's what I'm doing at this point. So I'm just asking if you guys can pray for me. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Father.
Thank you, Lord. You hear the Apostle.
Father God, we thank you and praise you, O God, for your omnipotent presence. We thank you for your omniscient presence, for your omnipresence, O God. Father, you said in your presence is the fullness of joy, and at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Father, we are coming to you not because that we have it all together, but we are coming to you because we recognize in our hearts that you're the only one that can put it together. Lord, I heard you said when Minister Andrea opened her mouth and she began to say that, talk about she was heavy. And I heard you said so clearly to me, Father, to my spirit. And if you didn't, then I have to answer for this word that I heard in my spirit when the day I come before the judgment seat. And I heard you said to tell her that the burden is not hers or the weight is not hers to carry. Oh, Father, I come lifting up my sister. She's like a daughter to me. But I lift her up before you this afternoon, Lord Jesus. And whatever is on her heart, whatever is holding her down right now and trying to depress her spirit, because you have not given her the spirit of fear, but the spirit of love, power, love, and a sound mind. I ask, Father God, that you remove it off of her. Let her know that you're working all things out for her good and for your glory. Father, I pray today in the name of Jesus that everything that the enemy is bringing against her be cast down and be cast back into the pit of hell. Not only just in hell, but in the lake of fire and brimstone that will burn up and never surface again. Father, I pray today, Lord God, that you make every crooked place straight for her right now and make rough places plain. Oh, God, allow her to see in the spirit realm. Father, comfort her heart, oh, God. Comfort her heart. Let her experience your joy like Nehemiah did when his friends was coming against him. Let her experience your joy and begin to sing, oh God, the joy of the Lord is my strength. It doesn't matter what's coming against her, oh God. I ask you to allow her to walk in your light, oh God. Let your word be a lamp and a light unto her feet, oh God. Let her begin, oh God, to rejoice, oh God, while the enemy trying to make her to sit down, to lay down and pity party, Lord. Let her get up and begin to dance around in her house, oh God, and begin to get a song from heaven. Begin to get a song that she never heard before. Begin to get a praise song that she have never sung before, never heard before, but you come from the throne room and she begin to sing it back to you. Father, I pray today in the name of Jesus that everything that's been locked up from her is being released right now in the name of Jesus. Everything is being, not some, but everything is being released, oh God. And that hand that's holding back her husband is being broken right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare it, we decree it, and it is so in Jesus' holy name we have declared right now. We declare it right now.
Yes, God.
Amen, amen,
yes,
amen.
God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Minister, yes, Andrea, I want to tell you what I'm hearing right now. Before you go, Pastor, let me give you this. I heard the Lord saying the light that's burning inside of you, allow it to shine. The Lord says heaviness brings darkness. He says, I've removed the darkness from your life, and I've placed the light in you. Let it shine.
Sir.
He says, sing to me, dance for me. He said, let the angels see you dancing. Let them see you praising. Let them hear you praising me. I've already done what you asked me to do for you. Just be patient, says the Lord. Just be patient. My time is not your time. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. My ways are not your ways. He said, just be patient. I've already done it, says the Lord. But you must let your light shine. Because I've called you to be a light shining in darkness. This is what the Lord just dropped in my spirit for you. I believe this from the center of my heart for you. I believe you're going to see.
Hallelujah.
You're going to get your desire of your heart pretty soon, very soon. I really do believe that. God's asking you to be patient. Yes, you've been patient. You said, but I've been waiting for so long. God said, just wait. Just wait.
That's
look at Noah.
On the Lord.
Noah was mocked. He was cursed. Almost 100 years he was building an ark. Almost 100 years. God called him when he was 500 years. And at 600 years, he entered the ark. So almost 100 years, people cussed him out and mocked him because he was building the ark. God told him to build that ark. And it was way far, I think they said about three miles away from water. And Noah didn't have a tractor trailer or a flatbed to put the ark on. So they were really mocking him. And he had to be patient. He had to trust God. Before the first drop of water hit the earth, rain had never fallen on the earth before. The earth only had dew that came up out of the earth, but never had rain fall from heaven. So you understand what Noah was going through. And he was building, and he was gathering food for the animals, and he was patient until the first drop of water came. Before that, God told him to get into the ark, and God closed the door. The Bible said God shut him in. No closed the window, but God shut the door. And even as the people were knocking on the outside, no had compassion, wanted to open the door, but he couldn't open the door. Because God said he had closed doors that no one can open. Hallelujah. But I want to tell that God opening a door for you and your husband that no one can close. All you have to do is be patient. Don't lose your cool when you're talking to your husband. When you're fellowshipping with him on the phone, don't lose your cool. How long get out? Just always encourage him that God has already done it and it's going to happen because God says so. God says so. I've done it, Apostle Washington, and I'm finished.
Amen. Amen. I thought of was where you were. I was there. I was hearing about the burden. It came to me, and I was when I heard you, I was saying, thank you, Lord, but I was going to pray. But when I heard you come in, I just said, go on, Apostle. But I heard about the burden and that the Lord said to give all your burdens to him, and he's concerned about all your concerns. He says, I'm your burden bearer. So that's what I heard in my spirit when you came in, Minister, I'm bearer. And also, as you look at the word to encourage, is that, Apostle, you mentioned Noah, and Noah waited 120 years before the rains arrived. Before the predicted rains arrived, Noah waited 120 years. You see, when God makes promises to us, they always come through. When we just trust him, and I know you trust him, Minister Andera, Abraham waited 25 years for a promised son. And God puts us in a crock pot, so to speak. He doesn't, there's no microwave mentality here. It's more like a crock pot. He does things, and he does it in his own time. And it's slowly, it's a process. And some things look like it's extra slow, but it's a process. It's a process. So God is process. But it's already done, but it's a process for us. But God has already done it. And so just know, as Joseph waited, he waited 14 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit, waited 14 years for justice. Job waited almost a lifetime, 60 to 70 years for God's justice. And so when we look at these stories, when we look at these testimonies in the Word, we see that God is still on the move while we're waiting. God is always moving. Amen. And God has already answered the prayers. Because he said, when two or more come together and agree, is touching on anything in this earth, anything they ask would be done for them. Concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. And we agree on the prayer that's been said on this line. We agree on the prayer Apostle says for you and others, and Minister Sheila, the prayer you said, all of the prayers, God, we thank you for the prayers that went forth. And God, we have touched and we have agreed on your word today. And you said anything we ask the Father in heaven
you will do. And so, therefore, it is done. It is done, Minister Andera.
Yes.
Amen. Present help in the time of trouble. Whatever that trouble is, God is the help. He's right there. Amen. So be encouraged and know that it's already done. It's just a time of manifestation. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to lift you up. Hallelujah. She's gonna
I just want to thank you guys.
Amen. You're welcome. Praise God.
Thank you guys for the prayer. And I want to share with Apostle, with you guys, Apostle, when you saw the way I was feeling just now, my whole left side, my neck, my back felt like it was on fire, and I just kept sinking into the chair and felt like something was pulling me down, like it was so burning. I couldn't even describe the feeling. And when you started praying, my whole body felt a tingling sensation right on up to my neck. And that burning sensation in my pit of my back, the center, my arm, left arm going down, everything disappeared to the point that I was able to stand. And I'm standing and walking around my house just agreeing with every prayer that you guys are saying and just walking through my house. So I just want to thank God for your prayers. I want to thank God for his mighty hands. I want to thank both you and Apostle Washington for the encouragement and everyone else that is praying, because I know God is listening and I know God knows my heart, and any works of the devil that is upon me or coming against me and my husband, I know that God has destroyed it. So I just want to thank God. Amen.
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 Thank God. Thank God for you. Thank God for you, precious one. So precious to God. Hallelujah. He has not forgotten. God doesn't forget. Hallelujah. He's not forgotten all that you have done. And he knows all that you're doing right now. Taking care of kingdom business. Taking care of all that he has put into your hands. And you are greatly, greatly blessed. Immensely blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah, and the supernatural will take place. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, you'll see it. You'll see it. Hallelujah, just like Noah saw it, Job saw it, Abraham saw it, oh my God, Jesus. Hallelujah, they saw it, you're going to see it. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. It looks long, long, long in our lives, but a day is like a thousand years to the Lord. Amen. It is done.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just remember that the race is not for the swift, nor for the strong, nor the battle for the strong, but for those who endure to the end. Those who endure to the end. See, the enemy will come and find us when we are at a point. Now, I would like to say the weakest point, but at a point in our life where we want to just throw in the towel, you know, but we have to stand. I always say stand flat-footed. Stand flat-footed in Christ Jesus, knowing that we already have the victory, because he told us that. He told us that we have the victory. The victory came from Calvary. You know, it didn't come from anything that we did. He gave us the victory when he went to Calvary. So we have to stand on whatever we're dealing with. Lay it at Calvary. Put it at Calvary. Let the blood drip on it. The blood is still fresh. Let the blood drip on it. And when the devil see the blood is on it, he can't touch it. He can't touch it. You know. And this is what I do, because a lot of times, even I get tests, even with this little thing that I, you know, here I call it, because God has it. This little thing that I was dealing with, I dealt with it before 5 years ago. Now my doctor thinks I should look at it again. And a lot of things I was sharing with Apostle, a lot of things been through my mind. And my spirit was like, it was like a roller coaster, up and down, up and down. I couldn't understand, but I knew it wasn't coming from God. So I had to just release it. And even today, actually came in and spoke to my spirit today. Let me know. It's already done. It's already filled in. The gap is filled in.
Thank you.
You know? And sometimes that's what it takes. If we know this stuff, but sometimes you need to hear it in the spirit realm. When you hear it, because everything, oh God, I hear you all this, but everything that's going to happen for us, our relationship, financially, spiritually, physically, always happen in the spirit realm first. It got to happen there first. So we have to believe in the spirit realm before it manifests in the natural. Then it's a work that's going on, it's a spiritual work. So when you believe in the spirit realm, now you got to come back and now wait and wait for the manifestation. This is where your patience is being tested. And the enemy going to come while we're waiting, not you, but while we're waiting, say, you really believe that all that stuff you've been praying for and all that stuff you believe is going to happen? That's when you got to tell him to shut his mouth up. You got to tell him. My wife, she said, who are you talking to? I said, shut up. She said, who are you talking to? I said, that old slewfoot, that old devil. I said, that old devil trying to put stuff in my mind. And she asked me, she said, who are you talking to? I tell you what my wife said. She said, who are you talking to? I said, that old devil trying to put stuff in my mind. But he trying to make me doubt God. But I said, tell him, shut up. Just like that. I don't play with him. Even sometimes I'm at the stoplight and he's trying to talk to me. I'm driving. And I tell him, shut up. I'm not listening to him. People look at me. I shared on Blog Talk Radio before. People think I'm crazy. But I'm not crazy. I'm crazy about Jesus. Crazy about me. For all that he has done for me. And all that he's doing for me. And all that he's going to do for me. I'm crazy about him. You know. So they'll tell you that you got to park the car and just let out a hallelujah prayer. Lord, I thank you for what you've done, what you're doing for me, and what you would do. You got to encourage yourself. You got to encourage yourself. Ain't nobody going to encourage you. You're depending for somebody to encourage. I got to encourage. Devil, shut up. I know who I serve. Got to tell him.
Hallelujah.
Shut up, devil. I know who I serve. He's my supplier. He's my healer. He's my deliverer. He's my restorer. He's my comforter. He's my joy. He's my peace. He's my everything. My God. You can't stop nothing that God has done for me. Can't stop it, devil.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Can't stop
me. And I tell people all the time, I said, Bishop James and myself, and I know other people on this line, the pastors and ministers, and living with stuff that other people die with. Man, I went to Africa with 75% blockage and a 35% blockage. I only knew about the 75% when I left, and I wasn't going to let that stop me from going and preaching. But when I got back here, my cardiologist said, Rev, you know you had another artery with 35% blockage? I said, I didn't know you only told me about one. But I went to Africa anyway and preached the gospel because I know who. He's the Savior. I know who is the healer. You got to know that. He's my supplier. I don't get what I need from the world. I get what I need from God. It comes from Him.
Amen.
So I praise Him.
Amen. Amen. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else that have a comment, a prayer, a song, or a testimony, please come in at this time if you will. Thank you, Lord.
Thanks, I give you thanks for all you have done. I am so glad my soul has found rest. Oh Lord, I give you thanks. Thanks, thanks. I give you thanks For all you have done, I am so blessed. My soul has found rest. Oh Lord, I give you thanks.
Thank you, Jesus.
For you have done great things. Hallelujah. You have done great things. Hallelujah. You have done great things. And I bless your holy name. For you have done great things. Hallelujah. You have done great things. Hallelujah. You have done great things. And I'll bless your holy name.
Amen.
Thanks, thanks. I'll give you thanks for all you done. We are so blessed. Our soul has found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. Thanks, thanks. We give you thanks for all you have done. We are so blessed. Our soul has found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Papa.
We give you thanks, Lord. We give you praise, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. I find rest in you, Lord. My soul is resting in you now, Lord Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you for showing us
yes, Lord.
Thank you for showing us your ways.
Praise is right. Let it rise. Yes, Lord.
For your righteous ways.
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord. We love you. We adore you. We thank you, Father God, for your mighty hearing.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Papa. Thank you for the word that went before us in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the spiritual ears that heard. We thank you, Father God, for the reviving of spirits in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, we seek you, Father God. Continue to show us your ways in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for your healing and your pouring out in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for miracles in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for your We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise and worship you, God. Yes, Lord, we do seek you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 What a beautiful service, Lord. Thank you for your presence.
Amen.
You know, God is too good not to believe. He's too good not to be praised. He's too good. He's been too good not to believe, not to praise, not to say thanks. Too good. Too wonderful. Hallelujah. Too great. Too great. Too great. Too great. Too great.
Hello.
Oh, the glory of your presence, real temple. Give you reverence. So from your rest and be blessed by your praise as we glory in your embrace, as your presence, Lord, fill this place. Father, we thank you. We praise you, O God, for your omnipotent presence. Lord, we thank you, O God, because you are the God that sits high and see low. We thank you, Father God, because you are the one that never leaves us or forsake us. We thank you, God, because you reassure us that there's no battle too strong, too hard, too difficult for you, O God. O my Father, my Lord, my Savior, my soon coming King, I exalt you, I magnify you, I glorify you, I extol you this day for what you have done, what you are doing, and what you will do. You are the God that make crooked places straight, the one that make rough places plain, the one who lift up a standard for your children. Oh, Father, we thank you today, God, for doing all that you have done. And we recognize that you are doing more and you will do more because you loved us so much. Even in the frailty of our stature, you still loved us. You still forgive us every time that we come up short. You extend your hand of mercy and grace to us, oh God. We pray today, God, that you touch everyone under the sounding of my voice, even those that didn't respond and those that respond silently, Lord. We ask you to comfort them, comfort their husband, comfort their wives, comfort their children, their grandchildren, great-grandchildren, their ministries. Lord, we ask you to, oh God, show up in the midst, oh God, of their ministering, oh God, and let them experience the fire. The fire of God, let it flow off their towns, O God, to heal, to burn, O God, to quench, O God. We ask today, Lord, Father God, that you do a miracle in our lives, O God. We ask you to create the fire that burns on the inside, that burn bright and clear, that others will see the fire burning and come to see what's going on. Yours, they take off their feet, their shoes from off their feet from where they stand as holy ground. Father, we are praying today, Lord God, for every minister of the gospel, every apostle, every prophet, every evangelist, every pastor, every teacher of the gospel, every deacon, every usher, Lord, every janitor in the house of the Lord, we are praying for them today. Lord, we ask you to move by your spirit because you said, not by power, not by might, but by your spirit, saith the Lord. Father, we ask you, O God, to ignite the fire at the altar, O God, that as the men of God, the women of God, bend down their knees at the altar, that glory to God, they begin to experience the fire of God like like never before, Father. We ask you to create, oh God, add, oh God, a new thing in each and every one of us, oh God. We pray, Father God, that you let revival begin with us first, that our hearts be revived first, oh God, that our hearts, our minds, oh God, be revived right now, Lord God. Lord, start with us first, Lord. We're looking for revival, but God, let it start within us first, oh God. We are praying today, Lord God, that God, when we decide to leave this line at your utterance, oh God, that we'll never be the same, Father. We are praying today, God, that we'll have the spirit of compassion, the spirit of meekness, oh God, and the spirit of love for our fellow man, oh God, inside the house of God and outside of the house, God. Father, we pray for the President of the United States of America. Lord, we pray for the Vice President, for the administration, the Democratic administration, for the Republicans, the House of Representatives, for the Senators, oh God, for the Supreme Court Justice Department. Father, we are praying, oh God, for doctors and nurses and teachers and our students, oh God. We are praying today, Lord God, for, oh God, all those that are out there in the workforce today, Lord. We are praying, Father God, for peace to be upon their hearts. We are praying for your protection, oh God, as we go out and as we return in. Lord, we are praying for those at the gas station where people are coming up on them and robbing them and stabbing them, even taking their lives, oh God. We are praying today, God, for there be a peace at the gas station. In the grocery stores, God, people are being harassed in the grocery stores. In the malls, Lord God, we are praying for your presence, Lord God, because without your presence, there's no peace, oh God. There's no joy, Lord God, without your presence, oh God. So, Father, we are praying today, God, that you touch these young women, touch these young men that, oh God, that are going astray because they're not being taught about Jesus, about the blood that was shed at the cross. They're not being taught about the resurrection, oh God, about the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, Lord. Their piercings and their tattoos and all other things that are having all type of things that are contributing to the gospel, oh God. We pray for them today, Lord God, that men, the evangelists, the ones that's on the street, oh God, will begin to teach and preach sound doctrine on the streets, oh God, that they begin to sound the trumpet, the alarm, oh God, the heavenly alarm that you have given to each and every believer, oh God, to sound a trumpet in Zion. Oh, Father, we are praying today, God, for deliverance to come upon our streets, oh God, that, oh God, that men and women, while they're walking and going places, oh God, can go forth in safety. We are praying that you'll dispatch angels, oh God, to take stand watch over your children, over your house, oh God, your house of prayer, oh God. We are praying today, Lord God, that you begin to convict leaders that are only prostituting the church, oh God, that are only, according to the book of Jeremiah, that are only fleecing the church. God, we ask you to bring conviction in the house, because you said judgment will begin at the house of the Lord. We'll begin there first, Lord God. We pray right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, for those that are suffering from cancer in their body, Lord, that you heal, God. What the doctors say no, God, we ask you, say yes, oh God. Lord, bring deliverance, bring healing, bring restoration, oh God. Marriages that are on the verge of being broken right now, God, I ask you to mend right now. Mend, oh God. Don't allow them to be broken, oh God. They're at the verge. It's just a little bit of metal that's holding them together. It looks like the metal they're going back and forth is getting soft, like it's ready to break. But, Father, I ask you to, oh God, refurbish the metal, oh God, the metal of their marriage, oh God. Let you be the piece that's in the middle, oh God. You be the plus sign in the middle of the husband and the wife, oh God, Lord, that join them together. Lord, draw them closer, oh God. The two side pieces like two arms, oh God. Lord, draw them together back, those barriers that's on the verge of being divorced, Lord. Lord, we come against the devil, coming against the sons and daughters of Zion. Oh God, causing the children, oh God, to kill each other, kill their parents, fathers to kill their children, mothers to kill their children. Lord, we come against that suicidal death, oh God. We come against it right now. We come against the death of suicidal right now. In the name of Jesus, oh Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you allow your blood to go over the earth like, oh God, like a canopy, oh God, and begin to cover the earth, oh God. That change begin to take place, oh God, Father. We pray, Lord God, even on job sites where there's so much of harassment because of somebody's color or class or creed or country. Lord, we ask you to break that spirit right now. We ask you not only break, but destroy that spirit, oh God. Lord, we ask right now that a spirit of abuse, oh God, parental abuse, oh God, marital abuse, we break it right now. In the name of Jesus, we destroy it right now. Even verbal abuse, oh God. Even verbal abuse, we destroy it right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we declare and decree, God, that children will begin to act like children. Parents will begin to act like parents, oh God. We pray for that woman that leave her baby, oh God, leave her baby outside in the cold, oh God, and act like she didn't know what she did. Father, we pray for her right now that she come to a place of understanding, oh God, that she get the treatment that she need, oh God. Father, we are praying right now, Lord God, for the man that killed his wife and cut his wife up and put her body in all different places. We're praying for him right now, even as he go to prison. Oh God, that he has come to a working knowledge that you are God, because you are still saved. You are still saved the murderer. You are still saved the fornicator. You are still saved the adulterer. You are still save the prostitute. God, you are still save the homosexual, the lesbian, the thief, oh God, the drug dealer, oh God, you are still save them. Those that call upon you, say you in no wise will send them away from you. You said it's not your desire that anyone shall perish, but all shall come to the knowledge of repentance. Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus for our nation. Lord, we pray for our nation from the north to the south to the east to the west. And even in the center of our nation, God, we are praying for it. God, we ask you to, oh God, dispatch angels all over the nation, oh God. Angels that are not afraid to preach, not afraid to teach, not afraid to declare that Jesus is Lord, oh God, from the church house to the outhouse, oh God. We praying right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh God, we are expecting change, oh God. We're not praying just because we can pray, but we're praying because we're expecting change. You said that when we pray, you hear us and you answer us if it's your will, God. We're asking today for your will to be done in our nation, God. Start with our nation, oh God, because everything that America does, the other countries does. Lord, we pray for Africa and India and China and Japan and Afghanistan, Iraq and Pakistan, Syria, Germany, Israel. Oh God, we pray for Belize. We pray for Barbados. We pray for Guyana and Trinidad, Tobago, St. Lucia, St. Kitts. Oh God, the Martinique, oh God, the Bahamas, Lord, we're praying, oh God, right now, yes, Lord God, for you to move by your spirit, God. God, begin to convict, oh God, presidents and prime ministers, oh God, senators, convict them that are working contrary to the law, that are changing the law, say there's no law but their law. Lord, let them know that your law is the final law. Your law has the final say. Father, I pray today right now in the name of Jesus that you begin to arrest judges, arrest police officers, fire officers, arrest those that are working contrary to the truth, oh God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus, Father. God, that you begin to saturate the earth, oh God, like never before. God, saturate the earth even as you flood the earth with water and Noah had the ark. I ask you to saturate the earth with your blood. Let your blood, the power of the blood, be over the earth, oh God. That when people want to do evil, oh God, the blood, oh God, begin to burn them on the inside. It begin to saturate them on the outside. Oh, Father, we are praying right now, God. Let the devil, oh God, be scattered. Let him be scattered right now. Shift. Cause him to take a ship back to hell where he came from. And Father, as you move, oh God, as you move, oh God, upon this prayer even right now, people are being saved. People are being delivered. People are being restored, oh God, by your presence, by your anointing, by your power, by your authority, God, because it's you that doing the miracle. It's you, oh God, that convicting. It's you that healing. It's you that restoring, oh God. It's you that saving right now. You are the great I am. You are the lily of the valley. You are the early morning star, the land of the tribe of Judah. You are the first and the last. You are the Alpha and the Omega. Oh, Father, we thank you today. We thank you for Bishop James Washington. Thank you for healing his body, for strengthening his eyes, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for doing in him what the doctors couldn't do. Lord God, you give him the medicine that he needs, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Father God, for strengthening him on the inside, God, for putting the word down in his belly that when he comes to pray and sing and do the things that you call him to do, that he does them, oh God, without any unction or malice, Lord, but he comes forth with power and authority. Lord, we pray for Deacon, Brother Deacon Fraser, Lord God. We pray, oh God, that you open his wisdom eye that he will see. Open his ear that he's here, Lord. He'll hear, Lord. We pray, Father God, that he begins to teach, oh God, that he begins to sing, that he begins to dance, oh God, with authority. Lord, we lift up, oh God, Apostle Stewart, Apostle George Stewart, oh God. We lift up their ministry, oh God. We lift up their ministry. We ask you to flood their ministry with the anointing. Cause the anointing to rain down in it like fresh oil from heaven. Father, we are praying today, God, that whoever has sickness in their body in that ministry, let them experience the manifestation of your glory, oh God. Because Moses said, yes, that your glory don't go, he's not going to go. I'm asking you to, Lord God, let your glory show up in the Lighthouse Ministry, Lighthouse of Faith Ministry. Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Yes, Lord, I pray for Pastor Linda Washington, God. I pray, God, that as she go back to the doctor, God, and they look, examine her knees, the doctor said, we don't know what happened, but we don't no longer have to do it. We no longer have to do surgery on your knees. Father, we know that you are the God of the impossibilities. There's nothing impossible for you, God. God, you can do all things but fail. Father, we come today, and we listen to old Apostle Millie Jefferson, oh God, and we declare, God, oh God, our body completely healed, oh God, we declare it right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we know, God, that our desire is to see her family completely healed from whatever they're dealing with, as far as it's lupus, if it's gout, if it's cancer, oh God, if it's asthma, oh God, if it's emphysema, oh God, whatever symptoms they have, oh God, you are the God that healeth thee. Moses said, you are the God that healeth thee. Lord God, you sent your word and heal their disease and free them from their destruction. Father, we declare it now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, upon Deacon Fraser's mother. And Father, we pray, God, that you continue, oh God, to strengthen her. Continue to give her wisdom. Continue to open her ears to hear and her eyes to see, oh God, and her tongue to speak, oh God. I pray now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, that you manifest your glory. Oh God, manifest, oh God, Moses says, show us the glory. Oh Father, God, we pray today, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, your minister and their butlers and her husband and her daughter, oh God, Alondra, her mother and her sisters and brothers and her nieces and nephews. Father, we ask, oh God, that you destroy that yoke, oh God, of bondage that tries to take hold of your daughter. Destroy it, not only remove it, but destroy it, oh God. Cast it back into the pit of hell because it did not come from heaven. Oh God, we declare, God, oh God, open doors for her family. Open doors. This is the word I hear, Lord. We declare open doors for her, God. She needs her husband with her, God. And she's calling on you, God, because she knows that you're the only one that can open the doors that no one can close, and the only one that can close doors that no one can open. Father, we declare it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we are praying for the person on this phone. On this phone line that has a number start with 469 that constantly making a noise. So Father, we pray for them today, God, that you give them a spirit of obedience. We pray for the spirit of obedience and submission, oh God, and commitment, oh God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that whatever they're dealing with, oh God, that you help them to overcome it right now in the name of Jesus, Father. We declare and we speak, oh God, healing over their lives. We speak protection, oh God. Godly protection, godly healing, godly deliverance over them and their family right now. In the name of Jesus, oh God, that whatever they're facing, oh God, in the natural is not too hard for you, Father. So, Father, we declare it, decree it right now. God, we are praying, oh God, for Alabama. I hear you, Father. God, we are praying for Alabama. For everything that they're dealing with, all the violence, all the drug crimes. Oh God, we come against it right now. Oh Father, we ask you to destroy the yokes of sin, evilness. Oh God, we pray for Texas. Oh God, we pray for Texas. So many people are being killed. Lord, we are praying for our borders. Lord, we ask you to help us to get the border fixed. Oh God, so many people are dying at the borders, trying to get a better life. But Father, we ask, oh God, help us to close the border and let them come in the way that they need to come in through the open
prison gate, the legal gate, oh God. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, for Washington, D.C., where they make the laws, oh God, at Capitol Hill.
Hey,
I used to live 3 minutes across from Capitol Hill where they make the laws. Used to live just across the apartment. But Father, we pray that you touch every senator, every congressman, oh God, the Supreme Court Justice Department. Father, I ask you to move in. Oh God, you said that the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, and he turns it wherever he chooses. So Lord, we ask you to control the hearts and minds of these senators. Oh God, we ask you to go in and grab their hearts in your hands. And when they want to make a decision, and the Supreme Court Justice, when they want to make a law that does not line up with your law, I ask you to squeeze their heart, that they say, no, we can't do this, we can't make this law, because it does not declare justice for all mankind. I pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you begin to saturate the Capitol Hill. Saturate them, oh God, if you have to lay them on their back, if you have to put them on their behind and sit them down that they can't move, oh God, if you have to put them in wheelchairs till they get their minds right, Lord, do whatever needs to be done, oh God, because we're going to stand on the wall like Nehemiah, and we're going to continue to build a wall of faith and justice for all men. We're going to speak it in the atmosphere, and we're not going to stop praying till you say stop praying, oh God. We're going to pray for this nation. We're going to pray for Africa, India, China, Japan, all these countries. We're going to pray for the presidents and the prime ministers, all this. Pray for Canada. We're going to pray for Canada too, because Canada is corrupt, full of corruption. So God, we ask you, oh God, to take the prime minister, Justin Trudeau, and Lord God, turn his heart where it needs to be turned. Oh God, he is corrupt in every which way he is. Oh Father, we ask you to bring change in Canada, Lord God. Lord God, we pray today. We pray for the truckers, oh God, who bring the food from the north to the south, from the east to the west. We pray, God, that you allow the truckers, oh God, to truck. And Lord, we pray for the farmers, oh God. They're stopping the farmers from planting. And Father, we ask you to allow the farmers to go back and plant again, that the world will not go into a deficit for food, oh God, in a food deficit, oh God. We pray today in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you begin to wake up the prayer warriors. Wake up the intercessors, oh God, that they begin to intercede, oh God, for the things that bring life, oh God, and not just intercede for money, oh God, for gold, intercede for materialistic things, but they begin to intercede for life, that people will get life and have it more abundantly. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we are praying today. We are praying today, oh God, for people to get salvation, people to be saved, oh God, people, oh God, to return to righteous living, to holy living, oh God. We are praying today in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Father, as you do this, oh God, we are content to praise you in even the most. In Jesus' holy name, we are praying.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Yes. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen.
Apostle Millie, you can pray and close us out today.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Apostle,
yes,
Millie, good to see you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes.
I don't know what prayers you had today, but the Lord said you get some rest. Okay? Did you hear what I say?
No, go ahead. I didn't hear you. No, go ahead.
I said, I don't know what plans you have for the rest of this day. I say, but the Lord said, get you some rest.
Yes, thank you.
Now, I'm not talking about what you got to do. I want you to understand. Because
yes,
we believe
I got
God
you.
Already done it. But he said, get some rest. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Oh, God,
thank
I
you.
Just come.
And I will do
Jesus.
That.
Jesus.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Sir.
Yeah.
Yes. Ooh. Hallelujah. I'm going to leave everything else alone because God said what he said, and he meant everything he said. Ooh. I'm talking about something else he spoke to me about. That'll come later. But anyway, Father, we come right now in the name of Jesus. And I praise you, God. I praise you, God, for everything you have done this day. Mm-hmm. I praise you for taking our apostles, Pastor Callum, Pastor Washington, Bishop James. I praise you, Lord, for the speaker we had this day. I praise you for Sheila, Nurse Sheila, and the, what name, the lady, I'm sorry, the one calling in for prayer. I praise you. Well, her husband. I praise you for all that I heard today. Mm. And, you know, as I heard it, Lord, I thank you. And you just put the icing all over the cake. Hallelujah, you hear the great I am. And God, everything that we stand in the need of, God, if we pray in Jesus' name, you're going to do it because you said you would. And I just thank you for this day. Oh, God, it's such a beautiful day to give you praise. Magnify your name, God, because you are so good to us. I thank you for Apostle Callum came back and prayed some more, and Apostle Linda prayed some more, because so much going on in the world, and people just walking, just thinking to walk by it. Oh, some saying, oh, so much happened. But I praise you for the one that stopped. And give a prayer up to God. Hallelujah. Prayer, when we pray, prayer will change things. And God, I believe if your people were called by your name, were humble themselves. Hallelujah. And just pray. That's what we have to do now. We have to come together and pray. We have to come together and pray. And declare and decree. Hallelujah. It shall be done. Hallelujah. So y'all just... God, I thank you that my brother and my sister has blessed me, our spirit, today in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Amen.
Thank you,
Lord. I got to say this, though. When Apostle Callender was talking about my big brother, James, thank you, Jesus. He always, when you call him, he always present.
Thank you.
I mean, he's going to step up to the plate. And I thank God for the men. I thank God for my big brother. And I thank God for my little sister. I know she's obedient too to God. She, you know, she's always there. But, you know, sometimes, you know, we all go through.
Yes, sir.
Sickness in our body thing. But what I'm saying is for my big brother. He still make a step.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
God, you give me strength. God, you give me strength. And, you know, that's so amazing. Like this man, he be, to me, I'm going to use the term. No, he be down and out. The next minute, he'll pop up like popcorn. Because I know God got him in his hand. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He got it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. And when God got it, it's all matter. But I'm going to close out, y'all, to let you know I've been blessed this day. I've been blessed. And no, Pastor, you get you some rest now. You get you some rest.
Yes. I'm going to get some rest.
Yes.
But before I rest out, I got to tell you this, Pastor Millie.
Yes, sir.
And tomorrow, I want you to come and preach tomorrow morning. I want you to come and preach tomorrow morning. It's Sunday tomorrow. Sunday. All day Sunday.
Uh-huh.
I need you to come and preach tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I need you to come.
Yeah,
I tell you something is happening right there. I tell you something is happening right there, Pastor. Something is happening right there. Oh, Jesus. Something happening right there.
Jesus.
Oh, I got to hold myself together.
Yes,
it almost made me break right there. Oh, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Something happening right there, right there. The anointing just fell on me right there.
Come on now, let it
flow. The Lord says,
let it flow.
He says,
yeah. Hallelujah.
All in my door tomorrow. The word is already, you already got the word for tomorrow.
Hey, let me tell you I just got to say this to you. I always call you Bishop all the time, but Apostle. God told you, Denny, told you to ask me, Denny. I said, God told you to ask me for tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
He can hear me on this. Can you hear me, Apostle?
Yeah, I hear you. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I was asking you a question. I say, when you ask me to bring the word, you heard from God, didn't you? God put in your spirit to ask me.
That's right.
He can't hear me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's something disconnected.
He sure enough did. I know he did.
The moment I asked you,
I started weeping.
I knew it too.
I knew you were going to ask before you asked. But thank you. I got you.
Oh, Lord. Thank you for
that. Same way. Mm-hmm. And Apostle, for all this.
Which one?
Everything. This. And you get some rest.
Yes, Lord.
I got to talk to you. Okay?
The moment, got to tell you something. You don't understand.
Come on now. I feel it.
You don't understand. I'm feeling right now. You just don't understand.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
The moment I asked you, the anointing fell on me.
Uh-huh.
It just fell on me.
Hey, it fell on me.
And the Lord said, he says, ask my daughter to bring the word tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
You know, I don't do stuff. I love all you guys so much, but God loves you more. I don't do a thing unless I hear in my spirit. If I don't hear it in my spirit, I don't do it.
I heard it way back in the spirit. Hey! Well, when you came after sister that brought the word, oh, God, I heard it. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Lord.
I heard it, too.
Thank you, Lord.
I heard it.
All right, now.
We were hearing it. I heard it when before Apostle said it. I heard it.
Mm-hmm.
You were going to preach from me. Yeah.
I heard it. Hallelujah. That's why I asked you.
Oh, my God.
I was going to tell you anyway. I was going to tell you anyway.
Yes. My God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God, I thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
But anyway, Apostle. Y'all has blessed me. And like I said, when you go through your procedures and come home, get some rest, I say, then we're going to talk. Okay, brother? I believe his brother.
Yes.
Okay. And I want to let all y'all know on this line that I love all y'all in the name of Jesus.
You know you do, amen.
Hallelujah.
We love you back.
That's right. Just keep on praying. We just keep on praying.
Keep on praying. And it's power.
Yeah.
We got to pray morning, noon, night.
That's right.
You got to pray like never before.
Yes, you got to pray. That's right. That's right. Yeah.
No time. Waste time.
Yes. That's right.
Glory. Thank you. Any
glory, 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 glory,
glory,
glory, glory,
glory, glory, glory, glory,
glory, glory, glory, glory, glory,
glory, glory,
glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, praising the Lord, worshiping God, hallelujah. And God, even some things that God had in his heart to do, the God that will relent, he's a God that will relent.
Yes, he will.
He can change his mind. Amen? Yes, he can. And we have the witness in the word that says he'll change his mind if he chooses to do so.
That's right. If he chooses.
He did it with Hezekiah. He told the prophet.
Mm-hmm.
Tell Hezekiah, get his things in order because he was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
But Hezekiah cried out and prayed.
Yes, he did. He
cried out to the Lord, the Most High God. And God changed
his mind. Yes, Lord.
Gave him 15 more years. So what's that telling us? Pray, pray, cry out.
Mm-hmm.
Cry out. God, if you choose to do so, there's much that God is going to do in this earth. And when the saints of God pray, God said, he would heal our land.
Yes, yes, yes.
We need healing across this universe.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And as we are praying, things are breaking up. The breaker is breaking up. The breakthroughs are coming.
Yes, yes, yes.
Breakthroughs are coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God is destroying the enemy's plans. Hallelujah. So let's just come together and pray and pray and pray more and more.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And Deacon Frazier, when we come on your line, for everybody that come decide, when you hear the Lord say, go to Deacon Frazier line or go to Block Talk or wherever God, whenever we hear God speak, be still and know he's God. Be still and listen. And listen and do what thus says the Lord. And when you go on these lines, pray.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good to preach, so you got to pray.
Amen now.
That's right.
It's good to teach,
that's right.
So you got to pray.
That's right.
Hallelujah. The one command,
hallelujah.
Listen to me good. God has made commands in his word. And one of the most important ones is to love our God and put him first. Put him first. Hallelujah. Before all others. Hallelujah. For everybody and everything. But listen, here's this.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said to pray.
Yes.
He warned us, and he said to pray and stop sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
When they were sleeping, didn't he say pray?
And we say
and he rebuked them.
That's what he said.
And he
said,
pray.
That's
let's be tempted.
Let you
be tempted.
My God.
And he said, prayer and fasting. Pray and fast. Some things only come by prayer and fasting.
Mm-hmm.
So listen for the Lord when he tells you to fast, to abstain. Because he does speak to us about fasting individually.
Amen.
And corporately.
Yes.
It's time to fast, time to pray. Not just every week we ought to be doing some kind of fast.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Every week, some kind of fast. And God will speak to you as to what to abstain from. Because there has to be affliction of the soul.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be. Jesus said, prayer and fasting. This time, let's do it. Let's do it. Amen.
Amen.
And each of us, when we go on this prayer line, pray it tonight, each of us ought to have a prayer.
Yeah.
We ought to have a prayer.
Yeah.
We ought to have a word from the Lord. We ought to have a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It's a prayer line. A prayer line. And we need to be prayed because God is on the main line. Your prayer line is one thing, but God is on the main line.
Amen.
His mind is never busy. He always answers when we're touching, agreeing on his word.
Yes, in this earth, touching, agreeing on anything in this earth.
We ask the Father, he said it would be done for us. Remember that.
Amen.
And we pray in line with his word. Amen. That's all I have to say.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
And I knew my sister would be preaching tomorrow because I heard
it.
Hallelujah. The Lord is my witness.
I do it too. But I was trying to wait after bitch. I mean, apostle. I call that man bitch out there. Apostle. You know, have his procedures.
Well, he has a. He has a.
Yeah, well, I'm saying, I knew I was coming back. You know, God about that. But I'm saying, I knew what the Spirit, I kept telling you, but I ain't said everything. I knew that I was coming. But I heard it, and when Bishop, Lord Jesus, I go again. Came behind the speaker this morning.
Yes.
And I listened to his voice. When I heard his voice, that then to me, you know, I felt something. I prayed within myself. As he was talking, I knew that he was going to ask me to bring the word.
Amen.
I was trying to wait, you know, because I know he said Tuesday, you know, being hard, going to hospital and all that. I was trying to wait till I go in and come out. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
God got his time. That's all I'm saying. You know.
Yeah.
I can say next week God might say now. That's all I'm saying. But everything is lovely, and y'all have really have blessed me. Y'all has really blessed me.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, we're. I've called you so we can go on deep line tonight.
Amen. Somebody's phone is making a lot of noise.
Hey, Apostle was saying, everyone's telling me to put my phone on mute. Tell him I'm on the person in the house. But I hear all the static.
I think it might be an hour line. The static might be an hour line. I'm not sure.
Look on. He told
me. Where's it coming from, Apostle?
Put on mute. I put on mute. Did you hear me?
Not. I can hear you.
You hear me now?
I can hear you.
It's a noise in the phone. I don't know where it's coming from.
I'll mute your phone for a minute. Hey. All right. Not your phone, Apostle.
That's what I was
thinking. Not your phone. It's not your phone. No, it's not your phone.
Okay.
Not my phone. It's not in line, ain't it?
It's not your phone. It's somebody's phone, though.
Is it my phone, Apostle?
No. No, it's not your phone because I mute your phone just now and the sound is still there.
Because I heard somebody talking loud and like fussing and screaming.
Yeah, I got that phone on mute. I got that phone on mute.
Okay. So Apostle said, I'm trying to tell him I don't need to because I know I'm on the soul here. But I put it on mute, and then I took it off mute, and I heard, I heard some voice. That's all I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that phone is on mute,
but I know where the phone is now. I got the phone on mute now. You're not hearing it anymore, do you? Not there. I just mute that other phone.
No, it sounds good now. Well, anyway, I'll be talking to you tonight.
Amen. All right. We'll see you all, hear you all tonight. The Lord say the same. And we'll have a good time in the Lord. Okay. We'll shake the devil down.
Amen.
Shake the devil down.
Okay.
Yeah.
God bless you all. Yeah. Apostle already prayed. We thank God for you all, and we had a good time in the Lord today. As always, we always have a good time in the Lord. But when we exchange some words, it makes it much easier, much better that we can go on in and on.
Amen.
And then dance before the Lord. And we thanking God because we expecting some great things to happen very, very shortly. Yes. You know, I had a vision just now. A few minutes ago, I had a vision. I was laying on the bed with my eyes closed, and I had a vision. And in the vision, I saw this mountain. It's a green, very green mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I was hearing the Spirit. The Lord says, you all, he didn't send me. He said, you all are going up a mountain. And he said that sometimes the journey feels difficult. He said, but don't you quit your climbing. He said, because you're going up the mountain of prayer. He said, and I'm on top of the mountain.
All right, now.
I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you to get there. He said, don't you quit. Don't you give up. He said, sometimes your legs going to get tight. They're going to get tired. And you want to sit down and give up. You want to eat. Matter of fact, he said, you want to go right back down the hill, down the mountain.
He said, but
keep climbing.
My God.
When you get to the top, you're going to see me right there waiting.
All right.
Yay, my God.
And all you have to do when you get there, take off your shoes. When you get there, take off your shoes.
Oh, Jesus, you're on holy ground. Hey, my God.
Yes, Lord.
That's what I saw in the vision.
Ooh, Jesus, thank you.
Don't get tired.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes you feel like your legs getting tight. You know, the muscles getting tight. That's what the muscles represent. Muscles represent the things of the world. Testing.
That's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
you.
The muscles represent. And they
I
make you
the
want to give up.
Yeah.
You want to give up because things don't seem like they're working out. But God said, no, keep climbing. Keep climbing. When you get to the top, it's the prayer mountain. It's where God is. And when you get there, he says, take your shoes off your feet because you're standing on holy ground.
On holy ground. I tell you,
when you keep on pressing on and you break through, you come through this breakthrough that you're going now.
Hallelujah.
You're going to have to praise him. You're going to have to glorify him.
Amen.
And all the stuff that you're facing now that you're dealing with is your mountain. That's your mountain.
My.
That's
yes,
your mountain.
Yes.
Oh, so when you get through, take off your shoe. That's how you run from the living room to the dining room, from the dining room to the bathroom, from the bathroom to the kitchen. You're praising him.
Mm.
Take off the
Lord.
Shoes and just praise him. Begin to praise
God.
Him.
Yes, God.
You made it to the top of the mountain.
Yes, God. Take off your shoes.
Hallelujah.
Take off your shoes. Apostle, he had me fixated on that. When the woman of God said, go to, and she was going to Exodus 3, and as soon as I began to read, while she was the Lord had me fixated on hearing him speak. Hearing him speak. When we go in prayer, we got to listen for the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And he said, in my prayer, take your shoes off. You hold it by. Ooh, I mean, my eyes say zero right there. Right there, he's saying, be still before me.
Mm-hmm.
I am God. I am that I am.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I know you're right. For such a time as this, this word, these words that's been spoken today was strictly heaven sent. Strictly heaven sent.
Yes. What?
And I know, I saw that mountain. God, I saw it. God gave me a vision of that mountain you're talking about, the most beautiful green color I've ever seen. There is no mountain that color in this earth right now. The mountain that God showed me, and he had me gliding up, going up to the mountain, going up, not stepping, not struggling, but just going up. Hallelujah, because God was taking me up there. See, when you allow God to take you, there's no struggle. You just say, God, I surrender it to you. You're putting the struggle into his hands. You're giving it to him. And you just gliding up, getting into his presence.
Yes, I can.
You're giving it to the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And it doesn't become a struggle anymore because he has it in his hands. And God don't have no struggle. Hallelujah. He doesn't have a struggle because he got all power. Amen?
Amen.
So I saw that mountain. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he had me in a long white gown.
Jesus.
And keep your covered before the Lord and take your shoes off. I was barefoot. My God.
You ain't going to
climb no mountain barefoot. You ain't going to have to climb. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
God is going to glide you up. Take you to the place where he wants to be. Right into his presence. When you pray.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
That was the vision he gave me. Glory be to God. Some years ago. Glory be to God. Taking you up to that mountain. And then he'll bring you back down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He brings you back down, and then he'll take you up again. Glory be to God. So that's where we want to go, Apostle.
Yes, Lord.
We want to be in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. But we got to reverence him. We got to reverence him, Deacon. We got to reverence him. We got to get serious. Serious about the word of God. Serious about prayer and fasting and praising and worshiping God. And it's going to take that to bring this revival in across the land. Hallelujah. It's going to take the saints coming out their comfort zone and stop allowing the flesh to have its way. That's what it's going to take.
Right.
And it's going to take that even for the breakthroughs that you're looking for in your life. There has to be some sacrifice. And it's not cheap. It's not cheap. Nothing comes cheap when you're chosen. Listen to me. Nothing comes cheap to those that's been chosen of the Lord. There's a price to pay. There's a price to pay. And all we got to do is be steadfast in the word and do not compromise. Because God is not playing. You got to be serious. Amen? Amen. Amen.
Well, I am going to relax and get me a little rest.
Amen.
Some rest. Amen.
I'm going to get a rest. Because I'm full, Apostle. I tell the truth, I am full right now. I'm full. I'm full with the presence of the Lord. And I'm so grateful to be here today and be in the land of the living. So I will talk to you all later. God bless you all. Have a blessed day. We'll see you all on tonight.